My name is Brooke Belsky, and I am an African American girl.
My name is Bridget Belsky, and I am a Black woman, mother of two, and wife. There was a bill that was brought to the table to help Black women with their natural hair not be discriminated in the workforce. And Governor Pete Ricketts put the kibosh on it. He vetoed it. I think that's what divides us, is that the whole system is set up based on the preservation of one race, and that's the white race, instead of the human race.
It just angers me that the same society that says don't judge a book by its cover is doing exactly that.
Mm-hmm. I have had many experiences in my life dealing with racism. You know, I've been had a doctor just flat out tell me they hate treating sickle cell patients. I mean, no one would tell a cancer patient they hate treating cancer patients. Why did she tell me that she hates treating sickle cell patients? Well, because most sickle cell patients are African-American. They're African descent.
One day I was, you know, riding on the bus home, and so I was pointing out that my house is right there, just right on the edge of the street. And this boy that was sitting next to me was like, "That's not your house. Why can't that be my house?" And he goes, "No way, that house is too nice to be yours."
The majority of my white associates or people that I go to church with, we don't have any of the same views, and they don't even try to understand my views. The conversations I've been having to them about race, I've been having for years, and I feel like I'm yelling into a pillow and no one is listening.
The morals at our church are step out of your comfort zone, do things that you're not used to, and I feel like this is one of them, but they're still kind of avoiding it. All of America is just uncomfortable.
We are women of color, and so I know the things that are ahead of you. I understand the things, the challenges that you are going to face being a Black woman in an American society. I just want you to know that I'm super proud of you, and we will make it together. We will make it through these times.